blasted hinge. Come on now. Hold it together. Right. That's twice it's fallen off today. Oh, sorry, adventurer. I didn't see you come in. You know, you'd think after all the things that I've fixed in this tavern, the roof beam, bar tap, the occasional wandering chair, I'd have mastered the rhythm of repair. But some things just refuse to fit until they are ready. Okay, let's just put this aside for now. Funny, isn't it? How fate works the same way. We push, we pry, we plan. Sometimes the wheel just won't turn. Tonight, we speak of the stillness in the spin, and the wisdom found when the world resists it. Tonight, we meet the Wheel of Fortune reversed. After spending some time in Echo Fall performing at the Crystal Inn and Cavern Tavern to get some funds to supply my way home, it was time. The journey home from the Crystalline Caverns was meant to be simple. A new map, a day's ride down the mountain to the valleys of Echo Fall, down to where the river cut through the Starline Expanse. And then a 3 days ride home. But the mountain had changed. A storm brewed much of the time that I was here. Clouds were snagging on the peaks like torn banners. My cart, which was borrowed, not built for mountain paths, shuddered and groaned with every rut. The rear left wheel wobbled, protesting its duty. By midday, it had given out entirely. The wheel cracked completely in half, and I was stranded in the shadow of the very mountain that I had just conquered. I cursed under my breath. I kicked the broken wheel. The sound echoed up off the cliffs as if it were mocking me. From behind the ridge, a familiar voice rose with the wind. "Storms ahead," called a merchant that I had met at the Cavern Tavern, a man by the name of Dyro. His own cart laden with herbs and lanterns, he pulled up beside me, shaking his head. "Didn't think I'd find the Bard of Shardspire cursing at lumber." "I didn't think I'd be bested by it either," I muttered. He chuckled. "Fortune has a wicked sense of humor." We worked together in the fading light, bracing the wheel with rope and resin, but every fix gave way to another failure. The ropes frayed, the resin cracked. Even the horses seemed to sigh in defeat. At last, Dyro leaned on his cart and said, "You ever think the wheel breaks because you're not meant to rush the road?" I frowned. "And what lesson is that supposed to teach?" He shrugged. Maybe it's not the road that's the problem. Maybe it's what you're carrying home. I took a minute to think about what he said. We camped that night beneath a half-collapsed arch of stone. The rain never came that night, but the thunder rolled like distant laughter. In the morning, I found that the wheel had somehow righted itself. It wasn't perfect, but it was enough to move. When I looked up, the clouds had parted. The mountain shimmered, its crystalline peaks catching the dawn light and reflecting the sun in brilliant colors all throughout the mountainside and the valleys below. And I realized that perhaps the wheel hadn't turned against me at all. It had only slowed so I could see where I'd been and the beautiful reflections that filled my heart and my mind with such inspiration for years to come. The Wheel of Fortune reversed speaks of stalled motion, frustration, and misaligned timing. It's the card of resistance. When fate seems to drag its heels and the winds of change blow in every direction except forward, it can mark cycles repeating, plans unraveling, or luck seeming to run thin. But it isn't a punishment. It's an invitation. This card asks, what are you fighting to control? What lessons keep circling back because you haven't yet fully faced them? Sometimes the wheel pauses not to deny you motion, but to grant you clarity. And it's in this stillness that we can see where the path has been leading us all along. When this card appears reversed in a reading, it may suggest resistance to necessary change, or the feeling of being trapped in patterns that no longer serve you. Delays, repeated frustrations, or cycles of bad timing often accompany this card. But they are not signs of doom. They are mirrors showing where you're trying to push the wheel before it's ready to turn. In readings, it calls for surrender, a reminder that the wheel's pause may be a blessing in disguise, giving space for realignment. When this card shows up, ask yourself, are you clinging to the way things were? Or can you trust the stillness long enough to see the next opening when it comes? You know, I think back to this specific journey often, to the broken wheel, the storm that never came, and Dairo's patient smirk as I fumed at the mountain. It took me a long time to realize that I'd been trying to rush back to where I began. I wanted comfort, certainty. But the truth was, I wasn't meant to go back unchanged. Sometimes fortune halts us not to hinder us, but to teach us how to rest. There's a rhythm to fate, one we can't always hear when we're too busy forcing the tune. It's in the pause, the hesitations, the days that seem to go nowhere. Those are the measures between the verses, the breath between the stories. I've learned that patience isn't stillness. It's a kind of faith. The faith that even when the wheel feels stuck, something deeper is aligning beneath it. So if you find yourself stuck in the mud, adventurer, perhaps it isn't failure. Perhaps the wheel has paused so you can see what's worth carrying home and what's meant to be left on the side of that mountain. Now then, let's get back to that hinge, shall we? You know, with a bit of patience and maybe the right angle, it might just hold this time. Oh. It's okay. I'll deal with it in the morning. Next time, adventurer. We'll enter the scales of balance and the chambers of truth. The path straightens, the blade steadies, and she waits to be seen. Join me then. For justice. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here, it's only just begun. Come back soon, your next chapter awaits. Before we part ways for now, I just want to say thank you again for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale told and every card turned is powered by passion and a fair bit of coffee. If you'd like to help keep the lights on here at the tavern, I've set up a coffee page at ko-fi.com/the Tarot Tavern. That's TheTarotTavern. There, you can toss a one-time tip to the bard, or if you're feeling especially generous, you can become a frequent adventurer. Frequent adventurers are monthly supporters who help cover the behind-the-scenes costs of this podcast. Hosting fees, production tools, ink for the quill, wax for the candles, you get the idea. As a thank you, every frequent adventurer will receive a personal shout out right here on the podcast and a special Tarot Tavern sticker mailed directly to you as a token of my thanks. It's my way of raising a glass in your honor and letting you know just how much your support means to me. Now you'll find the link down in the show notes. And whether you do choose to support with a donation, or simply by listening and sharing this podcast, you are helping keep this story alive and the mead flowing. And honestly, adventurer, I couldn't be more grateful.